Hi everyone, Siobhan Chapman here. Welcome to another edition of our CIO First Take. Joining us today, I'm glad to welcome back Senior Economist for the Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office, Brian Rose. Brian is joining us to reflect on the latest consumer price index data. With that, Brian, welcome back and thank you for joining our listeners and clients. I'll pass it over to you.
Thanks, Siobhan. Good morning, everyone. So we had this morning the CPI data for February. We had the headline CPI and core CPI both rising 0.4%. In the case of core, that was slightly above consensus, and the data just rounding up to 0.4 on core. If it had been even slightly lower, it would have rounded down to 0.3. And I think this is helping to explain the market, allowing the markets to take this data calmly, because it was very close to rounding down to 0.3, which was consensus. And looking at the details of the report, again, in terms of why is the market reacting so calmly to the higher than expected core inflation, is that the OER, owner's equivalent rent, it had a surprising jump in January at 0.6, but in February back to 0.4. And this is, you know, the biggest overall driver of inflation is shelter and rent. The fact that this slowed again in February makes you feel like the trend, underlying trend, won't be that bad, you know, no matter what the other data looked like this month. This key driver of inflation slowed back down to its previous level. And this is, I think, you know, can be viewed as a reassuring result from today's data. Now, the data, if you look at the details, lots of moving parts here. You know, you had some items slowing, some items reaccelerating, and just to give a couple of examples, you had gasoline prices jumping 3.8%. They were down 3.3% in January. Used car prices rebounded 0.5%. They were down 3.4% last month. So again, lots of noise in this data, and a bit difficult to discern the actual underlying trend. Now, if you look from a big picture perspective, inflation is being driven by services and not the goods. So goods prices were actually down a little bit in year-over-year terms. The core service prices are up 5.2% year-over-year, and this is obviously way too high to be comfortable for the Fed. So, you know, if you're the Fed looking at the recent data, you have strong job growth, wage growth is still too high to be compatible with the Fed's 2% inflation target over the medium term. And the data just isn't right to consider a rate cut. And I think it's really important to keep this in mind, is that if you go back 2 months, payroll growth was slowing, you had inflation coming in very low month after month. And the message from the Fed was, well, as long as this kind of data continues, we'll be able to start cutting rates sometime soon. But over the last 2 months, you've gotten the higher inflation prints. Payroll growth has been very strong. And if this kind of data continues, the Fed won't be able to cut rates. So the story has really changed, where in order for the Fed to cut, you now need the data to go back to the way it was looking a couple of months ago, and not, you know, continuing the recent trend. Now, having said all that, we're maintaining our view that the Fed will, in fact, put in its first rate cut at the June meeting. We think that the inflation data will slow again, that the payroll growth will slow again, and that by the time we get to the June meeting, the data will be soft enough for the Fed to start the trimming rates. But again, if that view is wrong and the data stays as it has been recently, the Fed won't cut. And not only that, really, if you're having 0.4 month over month in CPI and payrolls averaging well over 200,000 a month as they have been recently, the Fed would be forced to cut, not cut rates, but to hike rates at some point. You know, this is how strong the recent data has been. It's more supportive of rate hikes than rate cuts. But again, we maintain our view, and the market pricing also continues to anticipate the Fed starting to cut rates in the middle of the year, because in some sense, we're discounting the recent data, and we think that the true underlying trend in the economy is more like the data was looking a couple of months ago, which is slowing growth, a softening labor market, weakening inflationary pressure. So again, we maintain the view, and I would argue the market also maintains the view, that if you project out a few more months, the data will be soft enough for the Fed to start cutting rates. Okay, and with that, I'll turn it back to you, Siobhan.
Thank you again, Brian, for dropping by and sharing your insights. Again, we have been joined by Brian Rose, Senior Economist for the Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office. From UBS Studios, I'm Siobhan Chapman, and thank you for joining us.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.